welcome to the Level 9 podcast. My name is Jesse, and I'm joined here by my co-host, Alex. Alex, how are you doing today?
Not too bad. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Just playing through the first Resident Evil right now and just trying to scare myself as much as possible.
Nice. Yeah, I'm playing through the Falconeer right now. It's an Xbox exclusive, so that got me hyped up.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
It's different. You're essentially... sort of like a soldier on the back of a falcon, and you're kind of flying around in like an open world spot, and you kind of just fight other falcons and like defend the kingdom and stuff. It's kind of a cool concept.
Right. I remember, wasn't that showcased at the Game Awards or E3 recently?
No, I think it was more, I don't think it was Game Awards. I think it was more of like the Xbox like indie showcase or whatever, kind of give like a quick deep dive into that. But
yeah, it's like online only, isn't it? And you just pretty much fight each other.
It's single player actually.
What am I thinking of then? Because there was one similar to that. It was like riding dragons or something.
Oh, yeah. That,
you know what I'm talking about?
Crimson Desert or something.
That's what I was thinking of. Okay.
Yeah, no. Falconeer is like an Xbox exclusive that launched with the Xbox Series X, actually. But it didn't come on Game Pass till recently, so that's why I've been playing it. It's an open-world air combat game featuring frenetic aerial dogfights and deep exploration of the mysterious open world of the Great Ursi. Very positive. 100% of the 10 user reviews in the last 30 days are positive. That's a 62% on Metacritic and a 7 out of 10 on Steam. The publisher is Wired Productions.
That's pretty good. What made you pick that up?
It's a new Xbox exclusive that I've always wanted to try, and it kind of like the scenery is just gorgeous. Like it's so nice. It's a really beautiful looking game, and you can actually play at 120 frames per second on it. So yeah, I was kind of giving that a shot, and man, such a good looking game.
Yeah, I didn't think I would notice the frames per second much in the next gen or current gen now, but I'm absolutely noticing it in a lot of games I've been playing recently.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I thought I would pick like graphics, like 4K over frame rate, but frame rate definitely helps a lot.
Now let's get to what we're talking about today. Last week, Nintendo had the Nintendo Direct event on February 17th, and we had a lot of announcements, new games to remasters. It was a whole lot to digest, and Alex and I are just going to kind of go over that today. Yeah.
About time we give some Nintendo some love on this podcast. I feel like it's been PlayStation and Xbox the whole time.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot favored towards PlayStation for myself and Xbox for you. But I mean, Nintendo deserves some love because they're the kind of the third wheel there, along with Google Stadia floating in the universe wherever it is right now.
Somewhere, somewhere in this big expansive universe that's floating around. Talk about your expectations going into this. Were you like? The hype on the internet seemed to be out of control for a little bit. You know what I mean? Like people, like it was the first Nintendo Direct in 500 and some days, and people were expecting the world out of the Nintendo Direct. Now, me personally, I know Nintendo Directs and never get your hopes up.
Yeah, I was the same way. I mean, when it was announced, I was reading through Twitter. Everyone was just announcing, like, we're going to get Breath of the Wild. We're going to get this. We're just going to get so much. And I mean, exactly like you said, with Nintendo Direct, we don't really get a lot. They kind of save it for like their own random events or that sort of thing. I mean, I was expecting a little more than what we got. I was a little underwhelmed with the announcements that we got. There was maybe one or two that had me excited, and the rest I just kind of watched and shrugged off. I know a lot more people with certain games and certain titles are a lot more excited than I am, but I mean, I was just, there wasn't anything really here to have me excited with the future of the Nintendo.
Yeah, I was a bit cautiously optimistic, I'll say. I will be honest, I was not expecting huge news from it. One, because Pokemon Week is next week. So they're going to have their own Pokemon Direct for that. And then Zelda has their own little anniversary coming up in a little bit too. So they'll probably have their own Direct for that. Like you said, they kind of have their own Directs for their own little like bigger games. So this one, most Nintendo Directs are third-party games with a bunch of surprises. And they kind of got to change the format a little bit. So everybody knew it would be like, oh, and we got one more thing for you. Everybody's seen that coming. They didn't know what the game was, but everybody knows like it's that's the end. And we all just wait to the end, which I mean, I get it.
Yeah. You mentioned but like Zelda having its own event. We didn't see anything towards Breath of the Wild, the sequel coming out, but they did mention That they'll have more info on the sequel later this year. I think a lot of people were probably expecting to see something relating to the Breath of the Wild sequel with the event, but we did get Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword Remaster, which I'm all for. It launched in 2011, and with that, we also get some Zelda-themed Joy-Cons, which I'm sure a lot of people will be getting just because Joy-Cons seem to break every few weeks, and you're having to replace either the left one or the right one, so I mean, those are definitely exciting.
Yeah, when I seen the Breath of the Wild thing, I was like, you know what, they're probably just gonna come out and say, they're probably just gonna come out and say something like along the lines like, oh, it's still in development, we're working on it, you'll see it in a bit, or they were gonna have a bit more of a tease and been like, all right, well, you know, like we have a release date window, not like a date or something like that, but to them say we don't have anything, but stay patient. Like, I feel like they had to address it, but at the same time, I'm still pretty confident they're not gonna show it until the Switch Pro's announced, because that thing has to be coming soon.
Yeah, I was reading a lot of people saying they wanted a Switch Pro as well announced this, which they also didn't. I think the Breath of the Wild sequel announced with the Pro would be a game changer and sell a lot of units for a lot of people, including myself, who have either had a Switch and sold it or have not picked one up yet. So I think that might be kind of what they're planning right now.
Yeah, and as for Skyward Sword, I was a bit disappointed from it. I never played Skyward Sword on the Wii because I hated the motion controls. I thought it was just so weird and clunky, which seems to be a thing from a lot of other people. But the fact that it's coming to the Switch, and like the motion controls on Switch are actually pretty decent. They're not that bad. Joy-Con's a big improvement from the Wiimote. So I might be picking it up. I haven't decided yet, but I think I'm more holding on for like a Twilight Princess or Ocarina of Time remake more than anything at this point.
I was seeing a lot of people kind of not too happy about the price of the Skyward Sword remake. How do you feel towards that? I think it's $60 for the Skyward Sword remake.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a little high.
It's Nintendo being Nintendo, but they're not the only company that does it. It's a little high for sure. Definitely, it should be more. I guess like in Canada, they would be like a $79.99 game. So like it should probably be like $59.99 maybe. Like it's still a pretty hefty Zelda experience. You know what I mean? And like there is still some stuff done to it to make it better, but charging a full price for a game that was released originally 10 years ago, I don't know about that.
Especially when you compare that to the Mass Effect Legendary Edition coming out, it's only $79.99 here in Canada.
Mm-hmm. People are going to buy it, obviously. Especially those like the newer generation of Nintendo fans. Like that was 10 years ago when that game came out. Like I was in grade 11. So it's like it was quite a while ago. So there's definitely a new generation of people that will pick it up and think it's a new Zelda game, and that alone I think will be enough for them to make their money back. But I think it should be more of a $49.99 kind of game.
Yeah, like you mentioned earlier, I mean, if it was like Skyward Sword and like one or two other Legend of Zelda titles that were remastered for $79.99, then that would have absolutely been worth the price. And I think a lot of people kind of eager for that remake. This definitely pauses the anticipation level for Breath of the Wild just for a little bit. I think so.
Yeah, like I feel like it's like I still think Breath of the Wild is coming end of 2021. I still believe that, but I think they're just taking their time. Because like that's the thing with Nintendo, right? Like they announce things when they're ready. They don't really feel pressure to announce things because they're like, oh, it's coming if it's coming, and the fans know it. So you know what I mean? Like I don't think they feel any pressure at all to talk about Breath of the Wild until they can actually show something.
Yeah, they don't shoot themselves in the foot with release dates or anything like that and then have the turnaround on it.
No, that's one thing I like about Nintendo is that they announce a game, you know it's gonna be a while before they talk about it, but when they talk about it, you know this like the game's pretty close to being ready. Like they feel no pressure from anybody at all. They're like, whatever. They don't care.
Yeah, and looking at the list of the announcements that we saw on February 17th, I think one that stands out for me most anyway that would convince me to pick up a Switch would be Tales from the Borderlands coming to the Switch, which was released in 2014 from Telltale. It's pretty much its own Borderlands story. It's more of a spinoff of the series, and it kind of introduces characters who make appearances into Borderlands 3. So if you haven't played it or picked it up yet, I highly recommend it, even if you're not a Borderlands fan. It's just a great story. There's about 5 episodes. Each episode's maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours long. And it's just incredibly well-written, funny, and a little emotional towards the end. So,
yeah, that's honestly the perfect Switch game. It's not one that, like, needs a lot of hardware for the Switch to like push, and it's also one that a game that you could definitely just pick on your Switch and play it on the go without really noticing any kind of performance issues. And it's like it's a great, fantastic game. It's actually one of my favorite Borderlands games.
Yeah, I remember playing The Walking Dead for Telltale and The Wolf Among Us, thinking these are going to be my favorite Telltale games. And then I played Tales from Borderlands. It was a few years after it had released, just because I wasn't really into Borderlands at the time. And it just blew me away. And it still remains my favorite Telltale game.
Yeah, I think it's definitely my favorite Telltale game as well. They've made some good games, but Tales of Borderlands just hit differently. It was funny, it was serious, it was emotional, it was action-packed. It was just everything.
Which had you most excited from the Nintendo Direct event?
Honestly, nothing really. There's some games I'm definitely going to play, but nothing I'm like, I can't wait for this game type thing. I really enjoyed Project Triangle Strategy or something. What an odd name, but...
launching in 2022?
Yeah, it gave me heavy, heavy, heavy Octopath Traveler vibes, which if you have not played that, Jesse, I highly recommend it. You will love it. It's right up your alley.
Okay, I will add that to my to-do list here.
It's a Switch exclusive, and it follows a story of 8 different characters, and eventually you gotta play as all 8 of them, and eventually all of their story ends up into one, and it's really, really well made, and it has that art style that you've seen with Project Triangle Strategy. So it's fantastic, and Project Triangle Strategy gives off those serious vibes. I thought it was Octopath for the longest time, but the fact that it has turn-based RTS, like tactical combat instead of turn-based combat, which Octopath has. I'm more into that than anything. So I'm definitely trying that one out. Mario Golf was another one that I really, really, really excited for. It's going to be a lot of fun to play online with some friends with that one.
Yeah, Mario Golf Super Rush releases in June. They seem to really focus on multiplayer with a lot of their games. I mean, Mario Golf Fall Guys is coming to the Switch, which is going to be fantastic.
Fall Guys on the Switch is gonna be fantastic. I think that's also a nice Switch game. It's like a nice family game, so fits well on Switch.
Yeah, it's an easy game just to pick up and fool around with a group of friends or online. We had a Star Wars game announced. The makers of Farmville are getting into the Star Wars universe, which is a little strange. It's
that's what worries me.
I mean, it's free to play, which is intriguing. It's squad based online, which is good. It's set between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens, so we'll get to maybe have a bit of some holes filled that we haven't yet had. But I mean, yeah, it being Farmville, you know, there's probably going to be some transactions and the gameplay. It's going to be interesting to see how they approach the Star Wars universe. Star Wars Hunter.
And it's a Switch exclusive, which if Nintendo's going to have any multiplayer exclusives, they better get their online services fixed.
Oh, I have not had an experience with online yet for the Switch.
It's bad.
Is it bad? Huh?
It's bad, but... Yeah, it were honestly like that game. I'm not too like I was intrigued by it, but the fact that Zynga is making it, worries me incredibly. I don't think that game's gonna hit at all.
Well, with that, we had a sequel announced for the game that was released in 2015 for the Wii U. We have Splatoon 3, which is another. I know you mentioned, you texted me after the event saying that this was what you were probably most excited for, I believe.
I wouldn't say I was most excited for it. It's just like, it was one thing that I wasn't expecting in the direct. Like I heard rumors from all these other things, like Mario Golf, etc. But Splatoon 3, everybody thought Splatoon 2 was the last one in the franchise. So the fact that number 3 came out, and just the music in Splatoon is fantastic. Like even just that intro with the music playing, man, it's so good. I haven't played a lot of Splatoon, but from the experience that I played with Splatoon 2 on the Switch, it honestly, it's a lot of fun. And I can see why it's so popular. It's actually not as popular in America as it is in Japan, but it's actually one of Nintendo's biggest selling franchises in Japan, believe it or not.
I remember picking up the first back in 15 for my Wii U, because I was one of the few 100 people who actually had one of those consoles. And the gameplay, like the combat was definitely interesting, because it wasn't what I was expecting when I had seen gameplay and footage. I thought it was going to be like a family friendly sort of thing, which it is, but the combat is definitely it does intrigue more adult people, I believe, anyway.
Yeah, the one big thing I'm hoping for Splatoon 3 is that there's a single-player mode. Splatoon 2 had a single-player mode, but it wasn't very good. It was mostly, like, an online shooter, which, the thing with Splatoon is that there's different classes, so it's a lot of fun playing online. Like, you can be someone with a big paint roller, which covers a lot of area, but they're very vulnerable because they can't shoot. They just roll. And then you got like the guns with, like the sub machine guns type thing that are super fast and stuff like that. Or you got the snipers. Like it's just like it's a team based oriented thing where you got to make the right classes to, because the goal is to fill the arena with the most paint, right? So while you're shooting other people to try and knock them out and get their paint area, you got to kind of balance it out. But I do hope for a single player because I am intrigued with the world. I just, and the characters, like there's some really good characters in there. So I hope they add a really, really good single player game.
Yeah, another online-based game that was announced was Knockout City, which is the makers of Mario Kart Live. It's an online dodgeball-based game, which sounds incredible to me because I loved dodgeball in high school. Who didn't?
Yeah, the trailer for that one was kind of weird. I'm not going to lie to you. I had no idea what the trailer was about until I seen the gameplay. I was like, okay, I get it, but I still don't get why they had all those characters talking about playing the game. Like, are those characters in the game, or are they just kind of making fun of, you know, like, popular other characters? Like there's a princess in there where she's supposed to be Princess Peach. There was like the Fortnite character looking guy in there. Like I just didn't get the trailer, but I think like the game will be fun. But the thing with Nintendo, you need friends to play. And I don't have a lot of friends on Nintendo. Well, they're mostly like Xbox or PlayStation or PC, so it's tough. And like the voice chat in Nintendo is just awful, so it's hard to communicate as well. But I don't know. I'm always, it looks fun, but I'm always hesitant on playing online games on Nintendo consoles.
Yeah, we had a lot of online games announced, but as much online games we had a lot of remasters or older games coming to the Switch, like Stubbs the Zombie is coming back in Rebel Without a Pulse. That's being remastered. We get the Outer Wilds coming to the Switch, two Famicom Detective Club games coming to the Switch, Plants vs. Zombies.
How time that game gets to the Switch? That game's been out for like 5 years.
Yeah, similar to Splatoon, that one excited me too. I remember playing the first one on the PlayStation 3, I think it was, and I had a great time playing with friends.
Yeah, but that Plants vs. Zombies in general, it's already been out. Like, it's on Xbox Game Pass. It's been out on there for like 2 years.
Yeah, I've played it on that. I've played it on my phone. Switch is...
It's actually a really fun game. Plants vs. Zombies, I actually enjoy it.
Yeah, and then we had Pyra and Mithra from Xenoblade series. I'm probably not pronouncing those names correctly.
No, you got those games perfect. Yeah, you got those names perfectly.
Yeah, they're joining the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate roster, which I'm sure will intrigue a lot of Xenoblade fans.
Yeah, Xenoblade's actually a pretty popular franchise for Nintendo as well. I've always wanted to get into that series, but it's massive.
I remember my cousin showing it to me once, and it was just... it was just massive. There's so much to do.
It's big, and it's a lot, pretty strong learning curve from what I understand. Especially, like, if there's achievements or trophies or something, I might be more inclined to play it. But the fact that there's nothing to show my progress or reward on the Switch really, really kind of bums me out a little bit.
It also surprised me at the amount of specific game release dates we got. Like, World's End Club, May 28th. We had Capcom Arcade Stadium drop on the day of the Direct.
That's going to be a fun to put on the Switch.
They had No More Heroes coming August 27th. What was the other one here? Monster Hunter Rise. We got a trailer for that, which definitely excites me. I'm a big Monster Hunter World fan. March 26th, it comes out, which is relatively soon.
Yeah, I'm looking through the list here, and the one that actually really caught me off guard was the Ninja Gaiden collection. It's just weird that it came out on the Switch of all the places. Like, Ninja Gaiden comes out on the Switch, like... You think they would want to do it, release it for all the consoles, you know what I mean?
I mean, I would hope it came to Xbox and PlayStation eventually, just because I was a big... I believe it was the first one back on PS2, mm-hmm. And I had a great time with the combat. So I'm hoping it leads to the other consoles, because like you said, it is a little odd to only pick. Is the developer owned by Nintendo, or
I think
for a specific reason?
Is it a Platinum? No, I'm pretty sure. Who made Ninja Gaiden? Was it BioWare? I don't know. I'm pretty sure BioWare made it.
Yeah, then if it is BioWare, that is a little odd that they picked the Switch.
Let me see. No, it's Sega. Sega, Ubisoft.
Oh, well, Sega, that's why.
Atari, Tecmo, Microsoft, Sega, Nintendo, Koei Tecmo, who are also rumored to make the new Silent Hill game, but...
I can't wait for that. I read that yesterday, too, and fired me up.
Yeah, anyway.
I've been waiting for that.
Nintendo pretty much laid out their 2021 and what it's going to entail, which to me doesn't seem like it's a big year. Like, I feel like that kind of means, like, okay, we're kind of getting ready for the big launch, the new Nintendo Switch or whatever they call it. And I think you will see, like I said, Pokemon Day, start is on the 27th. Pokemon Week starts next week, so there's already the events leading up to that. I'm sure you'll see a new Pokemon game come out. Zelda, I'm sure they'll announce a new Zelda game soon. They announced in the direct that you will see more news on Breath of the Wild too. So this year, but this pretty much has laid out their kind of things for 2021. It's kind of like, okay, we're taking it easy for now.
Yeah, it looks like they're just kind of coasting throughout the 2021, then maybe late 21 or 2022, they'll start to kind of rev back up with the release of the new Switch and the new Zelda.
Yeah, it just looks like with Project Triangle Strategy and Splatoon 3, both for 2022 releases, like that would be their big year, I think.
And then we had some Mario-themed items tossed into Animal Crossing New Horizons.
That's pretty sweet. I don't play Animal Crossing, but I think it's pretty cool.
I just remember how it was similar to Pokemon Go. It just took over the world, especially with the lockdown. It was just a great time for it to release.
It's still really popular now too.
I think it's
one of the most the highest attendance and the highest selling Switch games actually. 31.18 million sales for Animal Crossing New Horizons through December 31st, 2020. Number of those sales that came in the game's first 12 days on the market in March 2021. And it's similar to the lifetime sales of Pokemon Red, Green, and Blue on the Game Boy.
Yeah, because March, that was like the birth of the lockdown. So everybody was just looking for something to get lost in, and that was the perfect game. It released on the same day as Doom Eternal as well, which was a strange combination.
And who would have thought that Animal Crossing would have overshadowed Doom Eternal?
Yeah, that was definitely a surprise. I remember every day logging into Facebook or Twitter, just seeing everybody posting their food, they're selling this, and I just had no idea what was happening.
Yeah, playing the stocks with the onions or whatever they were doing.
There's a lot of weird things. I was just sitting here killing demons on Doom.
Yeah, I think I was playing Apex in March, but
yeah, my buddy got me into Warzone recently, and it's kind of hooked its claws into me. Yeah,
Warzone's fun.
Season 2 is coming out.
They've done a good job, Warzone.
I'm not much of a Battle Royale fan, but that one definitely.
Now, this is a question. I know this is supposed to be a Nintendo one, but just bringing this up, if they did a Last of Us Battle Royale.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I'm just throw Battle Royale. I was walking
home. Or like Days Gone Battle Royale. I know you're a big Days Gone fan, but this
anything Days Gone, I'm going to buy. I was walking home the other day and I was just thinking, I was like, if I was working at EA and I wanted to just change, because everyone's complaining about Madden and how it's always the same, throw in a Madden Battle Royale mode. And I don't know how it would work, but I mean, that would be something that would change things up for EA, because they've released the same Madden game for the past like 10 or 11 years now. I don't know how it would work, but it would be. You could probably figure something out.
Just have the quarterback shoot a ball, and whoever catches the ball gets in the crowd.
Yeah, perfect. Something different to make me want to buy Madden.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that's fair.
Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity is getting an expansion pass.
Yeah, it was about time.
Absolutely. How long has that game been out now?
Since November. Not too long, but it was popular, so. Mm-hmm.
No More Heroes 3 coming August 27th. The Donut County creator is working on a new game called Neon White.
That game actually looks pretty intriguing. That is one game that caught my attention. It's super fast-paced, and it looks really cool.
I was surprised at the amount of gameplay and like visuals we got from all these new games coming out.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, you can't forget the Hades physical edition.
Oh, I'm sure that's going to sell, too. I still want to try that just because I'm a big Diablo fan, and I'm hoping... I just keep hearing the Hades is like, it was recommended for Game of the Year in 2020. So, I mean, it's doing something.
Yeah, I mean, this might be the time I play it. It's on the Switch.
Yeah, maybe I'll get a Switch just for Hades.
Oh, big console seller.
I mean, it might be. I mean, it went up against Doom and what are the games were recommended?
A lot of people actually gave it their end of the year, their game of the year. So,
which was surprising. I think they had more nominations at the Game Awards than most other games, like The Last of Us 2. I think The Last of Us 2 had the most, and like Last Hades was like second or three, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's Hades, and then you had Final Fantasy as well.
Yeah, definitely surprised me.
Well, if you could rate this Nintendo Direct on a scale from 1 to 10, what would you give it?
I mean, that's tough, because like it did well. It did a good job at presenting what they wanted to showcase, but I mean, nothing really jumps out on the screen as like, oh, finally that is coming, or like something like Red Dead Redemption 2 for the Switch. I know it's been rumored, but that would have been probably the big one that kind of showcased the Direct. I mean, I'd say, I don't know, I gave it like a 5 or a 6 just because it did all right at doing what it wanted to do.
Yeah, I'd probably say a 5 or 6 because I feel like you and I were probably as disappointed as others because we kind of tampered our expectations a little bit. Like, I know there were some people who were like, we're getting Breath of the Wild 2, we're getting Metroid Prime 4, we're getting Bayonetta 3, and I was like, hold, slow your roll here.
All right, Bayonetta, that would be one that would make me go out and buy a Switch right now.
They're not gonna release all their big games in one Nintendo Direct. Like, that doesn't make any sense marketing wise.
Especially since they're sort of planting the seeds for their future right now.
Exactly. So like I'm sure Bayonetta 3 is on the verge somewhere. It's been in development for so long, but they had to reset it. Same with Metro Prime 4, they had to send it to another developer for some odd reason. But
I'm genuinely surprised. I mentioned Red Dead Redemption, that Grand Theft Auto, at least the online, isn't on the Switch yet. I know this. You mentioned the Switch online or not being the best.
I honestly don't know if the Switch could handle a GTA online kind of world. Technology wise, like, the Switch is not as powerful as people think. Like, it if you play Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity, it lags bad. Like, and it's a single player only game because there's like a thousand, like, it's like a hack and slash game, so there's like thousands of enemies on the screen, and the frame rates drop like crazy, where it's like just like pixely and stuff.
I did play like a Skyrim and The Witcher 3 on the Switch, which having The Witcher 3 in the palm of my hand blew me away.
Xbox Game Pass, xCloud.
I'm still waiting for that unreleased version that I hope we still get.
But you can play on Xbox Game Pass now.
I can play it on my PS4.
Yeah, it's true, but I meant more like remote play.
Oh, we didn't mention DC Supergirl's Teen Power.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And Miitopia's coming to the Switch.
I'm kind of disappointed about that. I thought they moved on from the Miis.
Every time I think I've seen the Mii for the last time, they bring back an iOS game or a Google Play game or a Miitopia, and it's just I don't know why they keep bringing it back.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. The Miis are like forever solidified in Smash, so they'll be there forever.
They're also terrifying.
Yeah, I agree. Miitopia is a cool idea, though. I don't mind that, but I won't be playing it. I just think it's a cool idea.
Oh, is Apex Legends coming to the Switch?
It is, yeah.
Ah, okay. It wasn't already on there?
Nope.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2, that would be one. Like I said, I know it's been rumored that they're working on it, but that would definitely be one that would fire me up as a Switch user.
That's fair. Having Red Dead Redemption in the palm of your hand, like you said.
I expect Nintendo with the next coming year just to kind of plant the seeds, like I said, moving forward with the next version of the Switch, Breath of the Wild sequel. I'd like a release date or some more gameplay since we haven't really had much yet. They did mention, like I mentioned earlier, there's going to be some more information about the sequel coming later this year, whether that's in a month or 8 months, who knows. I just want some more future, the future being laid out rather than just this coming year.
Yeah, I think it's time for Nintendo to introduce their next generation. Like, I know the Switch came out, 2018, I think, or 2017. But the technology is seriously falling behind. I think it's time now for Nintendo to release a next generation, as per se, that can at least compete for a little bit with the, maybe not like hardcore, the hardcore graphics, but just at least something up with a strong processor. And I do want to see a lot more first party games from Nintendo, because let's be honest, the first party games from Nintendo are solid. There's really not a bad first party Nintendo game. You have Zelda, Mario, Pokemon, Splatoon, apparently. Anything. Let's get Donkey Kong Racers back in there or something like that. Something that will get people like, oh man, this is wild.
Well, what game or sort of feature with the next Switch would convince you to go out and buy one day one?
Honestly, probably achievements, or like trophies or like Nintendo points or whatever they do. Just something to track my progress, because like there's no, like, once you finish a game, there's no point in going back. Like, no one will see how far you got in a game. No one will see anything like that. Like, even if you earn like special fucking avatars or something, that at least mark that, oh, I completed this challenge. You know what I mean? So people can at least see it.
Yeah, I love hunting for trophies. I've always went back to video games to try and get the platinum. And when I first, I think it was Super Mario Maker was the first game I played on the Switch. And I was playing it for a few hours and I still hadn't had a single trophy. And so I went to Google and I guess that Nintendo just said they didn't want to distract from the gameplay, which I do understand. But I mean, I definitely agree that we trophies would have been
some,
nice.
Some sort of progression system, something to track, like even some sort of like in-game challenges where you get like special rewards, something like that. Like just something to like give you other thing besides playing a linear game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just give you the satisfaction that you are actually completing the game and you are.
Because like Breath of the Wild, for example, you get the 999 Korok seeds, and what do you get as a reward? A gold piece of poop.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is. Like that's all you get, and like you can't show your friends because you can't have online. You can't like 999 Korok seeds is a pain in the butt to find. That's a lot, and you don't get anything besides an in-game reward gold piece of poop.
I think all they would have to do for me is give me Breath of the Wild sequel. Guarantee me cons that aren't going to break within the first 3 months, because I had mine. It was only a few weeks, and then I think it was my right one. If you tapped in the stick, it just wouldn't work.
That's wild, because I've had mine since the launch, and mine are still working fine.
Really? Wow, that's impressive. Yeah,
I had mine. Mine are not broken yet, so.
Yeah,
they probably will next time I turn it on.
I remember having to tap in the right analog for, I think it was a telescope in Breath of the Wild, and I just couldn't do it, so I was stuck there until I ordered a new pair. Mm. Which definitely dampened my impression.
I do want them to improve drastically on their online. Like when I play online with my friends on the Switch, we have to do like our own like Facebook Messenger call because they don't have a party chat system, which is awful.
That's quite archaic that they don't have a...
Like they have a Nintendo Party app that you can download on your phone and that's it. But it only works on certain games.
That's also a tad tedious, too, to have to go onto your phone, download this app, go through there, and while you're playing the game.
It's annoying, and Nintendo needs to get up the times and realize that online is a big component of gaming now. Like, I want to be able to play Smash Brothers. I want to be able to play Mario Golf with my friends online, but their online infrastructure is just not quite there yet. Like I said, there's no party chat system. You have to make your own party on, like, WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger or things like that. Like, it's just archaic and chaotic and super annoying to even deal with, and the servers aren't strong at all, so like they're always crashing out of online and all that stuff. I don't know, they need to really step it up and realize it's 2021 and not like early 2000s.
Yeah, as ahead of the times as Nintendo has always been, with the Nintendo Wii controllers and the motion controls to the Wii U, which kind of was planting the seeds for the Switch to the Switch, they are a little behind in other terms, like the online and the Joy-Con development and that sort of thing.
I think they have what they need to make it successful. Like keep the Switch Foundation the way it is. Just make the Joy-Cons, like you said, last longer and better. Because like the motion controls are fantastic. The Joy-Cons work great when they actually work. And make the online more accessible to those who want to play online. Because even playing Pokemon online with some friends, it's so annoying. Like, they got to give you, like, you have this code you need to type in, send it to your friends. You're telling this friend to go online, type in the code, and, like, then they can enter your world. And it's just so annoying. Xbox and PlayStation can do it. PC can do it. Stadia can even do it to some sort of extent. So, like, you have really no excuse, Nintendo. Just pick it up.
I'll ask one more question here. It's sort of is relevant to the episode, but when do you think PlayStation Sony and Microsoft will mirror the Switch? I know we had the PSP and the PSP Vita. I'm not sure if Microsoft and the Xbox had anything similar to that, but it was the Vita. I know was very much ahead of its time. I would be all for a portable PlayStation or a portable Xbox. I know with Xbox you can play on your phone, that sort of thing. But when do you think Microsoft and Sony will ever come up with their own Switch type of console?
Sony, yes. Microsoft, no. I think Sony, I did like the PSP. That was one thing that I did enjoy from Sony. I think there is a good idea there. But the fact that Sony also has remote play where you can also play on your phone, like, do you really need to make a mobile console when you can just, you know, make, like, I don't know how well remote play works, but I have seen people on Twitter use it a couple times where they can play a game directly, like stream a game directly to their phone from remote play. So I don't know if they'd really need it, but I do think Sony could do it just because of the name brand in general. Xbox, I think it's too late for Xbox to get into that market. Like people are like, I think Xbox, especially with xCloud and like whatnot, like you can play it on your phone. You can play it like soon to be yours. You can play Xbox Game Pass on a friggin' fridge at this point. So I don't think they have the need for it. And I also don't think if they introduce a mobile handheld, I don't think it would go well. It might, I guess. The only way they could really see it is if they make it like a streaming thing only, where you, like, the only way you play the game is Xbox Game Pass. and that's how you play all your games, is just that. But they pretty much already did that when they released the the mobile handheld games, not mobile, but the mobile controllers for your phones. They released out a lot with xCloud to play the games on your phone. So I don't think they're really going to get into like a portable type thing. I think Nintendo has America cornered, but I wouldn't be surprised if Sony tries something, but I think Sony's content with where they are right now. They got a huge lead over everybody.
Yeah, I think Microsoft definitely did that better with like the remote play and that sort of thing. I've tried the PlayStation and it's just, I didn't enjoy it as much as I enjoyed playing. I think I played the first Halo on my phone recently.
Yeah, so like this is how I think it's going to play out. And this could be the Microsoft bias in me, but I do think Microsoft will have a wider audience of people by the, like, in like 7 to 8 years. I think Sony will still outsell console wise and still be top of like the console chains. But that's because I think Microsoft's taking a completely different direction than Sony. And I think Nintendo will still be there, but I think they're going to be targeted. Like, I think they're going to be more for like the casual gamer more than like the hardcore gamers. And I think Microsoft will have more audiences all over a wide different spread of things. And I think Sony's just going to be content with pumping out their exclusives and their consoles, what they should be, because their fan base is already huge and they're going to continue selling things. So that's how I think it's going to go. I think PlayStation will always be the king of like consoles and stuff like that, but I think Xbox realizes that and is trying to branch out with by using their Game Pass. Like, you don't even need an Xbox. If you can just get a Samsung or LG fridge and play video games on there at this point. So, and soon to be TV and stuff. Microsoft has a different approach than Sony. I think at this point, like, to me personally, the console wars are dead. They just, because all three companies are taking super different approaches from everything. Like, Sony's focusing on hardware sales and exclusives, or Microsoft's more focusing on Game Pass and subscription-based content, where they're not really forcing you to buy a console. They're like, you just got to enter an ecosystem. You can play a computer, you can play on your phone, you can play. I wouldn't even be surprised to see Game Pass coming to Switch eventually, to be honest with you.
That would be a big game changer if that happened.
Yeah, so like, I think that's like that's why, to me, console wars are dead. Maybe not like video game wars, but you know what I mean? Like, Sony's won the console war, Xbox is kind of going a different direction. Switch doesn't care if they sell consoles. It is like they have a niche market that they'll continue to go in. I don't think they'll ever expand out. And Sony already has like the games and the consoles.
Well, that's pretty much it for the Nintendo Direct episode. We pretty much covered all of the big name releases. Alex, where can we find you on the Twitter?
You can find me on Twitter at Alex Langlois, Langlois 15. I thought it was 5 for the longest time, but I realized it was 15. so Alex Langlois 15 on Twitter. And we can find the podcast at, I believe it's Level 9 Podcast on Twitter as well. If you guys want to give us a follow there, we do a lot of like polls and stuff and just kind of, you know, have fun. How about you, Jesse? Where can they find you?
I am on Jesse Benoit. There is no 5 or 15. You were probably giving out some plugs to whoever had 5 for the longest time, so I'm sure he's listening and thanking you for that.
Yeah, no problem. And you guys can also, I guess we can announce this now, but we're definitely looking at making some sort of YouTube content. So if you guys want to send us a DM or even comment on something, I'm sure we'll post a poll out in a little bit here to see what people want to see from us. That we'll probably be making an episode this week for that. So look for another shameless plug in one of our next podcasts about that.
Yes, coming to YouTube soon. And we are also on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and a ton of other platforming services that you can find on our Instagram page or Twitter. We have links to all of the podcast episodes. We will see you next time on the Level 9 Podcast. And thank you for listening.
Take care.